So, Congressman Whitman, I wonder, you have the distinction of representing the good folks of the 1st District who have a wide variety of opinions on this issue. We've heard from a number of them in the course of this broadcast. How do you go about assessing this information so that you have that balance between having an industry that supports a population and keeping it sustainable over the long term?
Well, Candy, I think that's the key, is sustainable. You know, I hear from folks all across the spectrum. We have a very healthy fishing community there, both on the sport fishing side and on the commercial side. Both of them have their thoughts about how do we properly manage the fish species. And I remind them that we need to make sure we're consistent in how we manage species for sustainability, whether there are forage species like menhaden or whether they're sport fishing species. And trying to make sure we balance that and understanding from folks what their concerns are. And at the end of the day, what they want is this. They want to make sure that menhaden are there, not just now, but in the future, in healthy populations, which we all want, both sport fishermen and commercial fishermen. And they want the species that they rely upon, those sport fish, to be there too. So I think we can achieve that by making sure that we manage these species, again, in a sustainable way, looking at how can they be utilized? How can they be utilized in the best way possible? The same as a sport fisherman wants that. I mean, we don't see problems now with these other stocks and those sport fishing stocks. And I want to emphasize that, you know, if we're not seeing problems there, then what we ought to look at is how do we make sure that, again, we're maintaining the sustainability of menhaden stocks, obviously for commercial use, but also for forage for those other species. You know, that's what I'm hearing from folks. They want to make sure that we're making good decisions based on sound science, because they realize that if we make decisions for menhaden populations and they're not made on good, sound fishery management principles, then the same principles could be used to manage stocks that they are directly interested in. And if their access to those stocks is limited or closed down, then they wouldn't be happy about that. So I tell folks to make sure that we're looking at all these stocks and managing them the proper way. And that's what I hear from folks there. And that's what my effort is. My letters have been to say, listen, let's manage the stocks in a healthy way. Let's make sure we get as much information out there as we can. I want to make sure it gets scientifically reviewed, no matter where it comes from. Let's look at it. Why would we want to be averse to getting the best information possible, no matter what the source, and trying to manage these fish to sustainability?
Well, Congressman Rob Whitman, I want to thank you for being with us today. And I note that Congressman Whitman is on the Committee on Natural Resources, the Subcommittee on Fisheries, Wildlife, Oceans, and Insular Affairs. So I suspect that we will be chatting about this again. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Kathy.
All right. Take care now. Bye-bye.